Achyutam,
the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prinayatakam, satisfying. Bahu,
much.
Ayasaha,
endeavor.
Asura Atmajaha, O sons of demons. Atmavat, because of being intimately related as the super soul. Sarvabhutanam, of all living entities. Siddhatvat,
because of being established.
Iha,
in this world.
Sarvataha,
in all directions,
in all times,
and from all angles of vision.
Do you want to translate the word by word? It's not necessary.
Translation.
Just the translation, okay. So I'll read the translation, then you could do it in Hindi. My dear sons of demons, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, is the original super soul, the father of all living entities. Consequently, there are no impediments to pleasing him or worshipping him under any conditions, whether one be a child or an old man. The relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always a fact, and therefore there is no difficulty in pleasing the Lord.
पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान नारायण ही समस्त जीवों के पिता और आदि परमात्मा है। फलस्वरूप उन्हें प्रसन्न करने में या किसी भी दशा में उनकी पूजा करने में बच्चे या वृद्ध को कोई अवरोध नहीं होता। जीव तथा पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान का अंतर संबंध एक तत्व है, अतः भगवान को प्रसन्न करने में कोई कठिनाई नहीं है।
Okay, so purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. One may ask, one is certainly very attached to family life, but if one gives up family life to be attached to the service of the Lord, one must undergo the same endeavor and trouble. Therefore, what is the benefit of taking the trouble to engage in the service of the Lord? This is not a valid objection. The Lord asserts in the Bhagavad Gita in the 14th chapter, text 4, Sarva Janishu Kontiya, Murtiya Sambhavantiya, Tasam Bhavana, Yune, Ham Vijabhada, Vitaha. Okay, you want to translate that part?
Koi ye pooch sakta hai. Ye theek hai ki manushya paribarik jeevan ke prati atyant aasakt rehta hai. किंतु यदि उसे ये जीवन छोड़कर भगवान की सेवा में आसक्त होना है तो उसे उतना ही प्रयास करना तथा कष्ट झेलना होगा। अतएव इस तरह कष्ट झेलकर भगवान की सेवा में लगने से क्या लाभ? ये वैध आपत्ति नहीं है। भगवद गीता में बल देकर कहते हैं, सर गणेश कौनते या मूर्त या संभवंत या तासाम महत यो अहम बीज तथा पिता। पुत्र ये जान लो कि स्वाभाविक प्रकृति में सारी जीव योनियां जन्म द्वारा संभव होती हैं, और मैं मेरे दादा पिता हूँ।
The Supreme Lord Narayan is the seed giving father of all living entities. Because the living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, Mame Vamsa Jiva Bhutaha. As there is no difficulty in establishing the intimate relationship between a father and son, there is no difficulty in reestablishing the natural intimate relationship between Narayana and the living entities. Svapam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobaya. If one performs even a slight, very slight devotional service, Narayana is always ready to save one from the greatest danger.
भगवान नारायण सभी जीवों के प्रिय दाता पिता हैं, क्योंकि सारे जीव परमेश्वर के अंश हैं। ममय वंश जीव पिता। जिस प्रकार पिता तथा पुत्र के बीच घनिष्ठ संबंध स्थापित करने में कोई कठिनाई नहीं होती, उसी प्रकार नारायण तथा जीवों के मध्य स्वाभाविक घनिष्ठ संबंध को पुनः स्थापित करने में कोई कठिनाई नहीं है। स्वल्पम अभ्यस्य धर्मस्य कार्यते महतो भयः। यदि कोई अंश मात्र भी भक्ति करता है तो नारायण उसे बड़े से बड़े खतरे से बचाने के लिए सदैव सन्नद्ध रहते हैं।
The definite example is Ajamil. Ajamil separated himself from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing many sinful activities and was condemned by Yamaraj to be very severely punished. But because of the time of death, he chanted the name of Narayana. Although he was not calling not for the Supreme Lord Narayana, but for his son named Narayana, he was saved by the from the hands of Yamaraj.
इसका सर्वप्रसिद्ध उदाहरण अजामिल है। अजामिल ने अनेक पाप करके अपने को पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान से विलग कर लिया था और यमराज ने उसे दोषी ठहराकर अत्यंत कठोर दंड देना चाहा, लेकिन उसने मृत्यु के समय नारायण का नाम उच्चारण किया था। यद्यपि ये भगवान नारायण का उच्चारण न होकर उसके पुत्र नारायण का उच्चारण था, तो भी वह यमराज के हाथों से बचा लिया गया।
Therefore, pleasing Narayana does not require as much endeavor as pleasing one's family, community, and nation. We have seen important political leaders killed for a slight discrepancy in their behavior. Therefore, pleasing one's society, family, community, and nation is extremely difficult. Pleasing Narayana, however, is not at all difficult. It is very easy.
इसलिए नारायण को प्रसन्न करने में उतना प्रयत्न नहीं करना पड़ता जितना कि अपने परिवार को, जाति तथा राष्ट्र को प्रसन्न करने में। हमने देखा है कि जाने माने राजनीतिक नेता अपने आचरण में थोड़ी सी भी गड़बड़ी के लिए जान से मारे गए हैं। अतएव किसी समाज, परिवार, जाति तथा राष्ट्र को प्रसन्न कर पाना अत्यंत कठिन है, किंतु नारायण को प्रसन्न कर पाना तनिक भी कठिन नहीं।
One's duty is to revive one's relationship with Narayana. A slight endeavor in this direction will make the attempt successful, whereas one will never be successful in pleasing the so-called family, society, and nation, even if one endeavors to sacrifice his life.
मनुष्य का कर्तव्य है कि वह नारायण के साथ अपने संबंध को बनाए रखे। इस दिशा में थोड़ा प्रयास करने से सफलता प्राप्त होगी, जबकि अपने तथाकथित परिवार, समाज तथा राष्ट्र को अपने जीवन का बलिदान देकर भी प्रसन्न कर पाना संभव नहीं होगा।
The simple endeavor involved in the devotional service of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnahol. Hearing and chanting the holy name of the Lord can make one successful in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore bestowed his blessings by saying, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. If one wants to derive the actual benefit from this human form, he must take to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.
भगवान के पवित्र नाम के श्रवण तथा कीर्तन श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु में निहित थोड़ा प्रयास भगवान को प्रसन्न करने में सफल कर सकता है। अतय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने अपना आशीर्वाद परम विजयते श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तन श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तन की जय हो कहकर दिया। यदि कोई मनुष्य जीवन का असली लाभ उठाना चाहता है तो उसे भगवान के पवित्र नाम का कीर्तन करना चाहिए।
नायचुतम विनायतो भवदायसो सर्वमशोहो आत्मात्वात् सर्वभूतानां सिद्धत्वाय सर्वथा। सो ओम गणाति गणदशा गणचिना श्लाया चक्षुर विज्ञानेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। We'll just chat that. It's all right. Pastor. The context of this particular verse is the attempt by Prahlad Maharaj to instruct his classmates in Krishna consciousness. Now, his classmates have many different excuses why they can't become Krishna conscious.
उनके पास बहुत तरह के बहाने हैं कि वे कृष्ण भावना में क्यों नहीं बन सकते।
Just like all of you have many excuses why you can't be Krishna conscious.
जैसे आपके आप सबके पास बहुत सारे बहाने हैं कि आप कृष्ण भावना में क्यों आए हैं।
You don't take responsibility for your own life, so therefore you blame the circumstances or you blame other people for not becoming Krishna conscious.
जब हम अपने जीवन की जिम्मेदारी नहीं लेते तो हम अपनी परिस्थितियों पे या दूसरे व्यक्तियों पर इल्जाम लगाते हैं, ब्लेम करते हैं।
You say, I can't become Krishna conscious because I have to work a job. I can't become Krishna conscious because my wife yells at me. I can't become Krishna conscious because my children yell at me. I can't become Krishna conscious because I need money.
मैं इसलिए कृष्ण भावनागत नहीं बन सकता क्योंकि मुझे धन की आवश्यकता है।
I can't become Krishna conscious because I have to serve my tongue.
मैं कृष्ण भावनागत इसलिए नहीं बन सकता क्योंकि मुझे अपने जीवा की सेवा करनी है।
I can't become Krishna conscious because I can't wake up early in the morning.
मैं इसलिए कृष्ण भावनागत नहीं बन सकता क्योंकि मैं सुबह जल्दी नहीं उठ सकता।
I can't become Krishna conscious because it takes too long to chant 16 rounds. So we have millions of excuses. But the point is, if you desire to become Krishna conscious, there is no impediment. The verse, of course, that Prabhupada is referring to is Savai Punsam Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Namusaje Ahaituki Pratyata Yatma Supratsidate. That there is no material cause and no material impediment to pure Krishna consciousness.
The Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada Shloka Udharan Dete Savai Punsam Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Adosaje. जब कोई शुद्ध भक्ति करने में ये आप है क्योंकि और आप प्रतिहता है, इसमें कोई रुकावट नहीं।
So Prahlad Maharaj's friends, they also had a lot of good excuses.
तो प्रहलाद महाराज के जितने मित्र थे उनके पास भी बहुत सारे बहाने थे।
They said to Prahlad Maharaj that we can't become Krishna conscious because we're little boys.
उन्होंने कहा प्रहलाद महाराज हम इसलिए कृष्ण भावनागत नहीं बन सकते क्योंकि अभी हम छोटे बच्चे हैं।
They were only 5 years old, you know, later on, after we renounce this world, then we'll become Krishna
conscious.
But Prahlad Maharaj was very intelligent. He knew that these people would always have excuses. Therefore, he said, now you have the excuse that you're just children. Later on, you'll have the excuse that you have to make money and support your family. Later on, you'll have the excuse you have to take care of your grandchildren. Later on, you'll have your excuse you're too old. So your whole life, you're going to have excuses.
अभी आपके पास बहाना है कि आप बहुत बच्चे हैं। बाद में जाके आपके पास बहाना होगा कि हमें काम पर जाना होता है, धन कमाना होता है। उसके बाद ये बहाना होगा कि हमारे पोते हैं, उसकी हमें ध्यान रखना है।
So, so you're going to spend, let's say, 10%, 20% of your life as young people and children, 20% of your life as a married person, and 20% of your life as an old person playing cricket or golf. And you're going to spend 50% of your life sleeping, so more than 100% will be gone with all your excuses.
20% हमारा जो जीवन है वो जाता है जब हम बच्चे होते हैं, युवक होते हैं। 20% जाता है शादी के सालों में और 20% जाता है जब हम बुढ़ापे में हम गोल्फ या क्रिकेट खेलते हैं और 50% हमारा जो जीवन जाता है वो जाता है सोने में। तो 100% से ज्यादा तो ऐसे ही हो गया।
So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Kumara Chiret Pragyo Dharmam Bhavatong Niha Durlabha Manasa Janma Tarap Durubham Aratudam. That you should take up Krishna consciousness from your very beginning of life. So, Prabhupada makes a very interesting point here in the purport that he said it's very difficult, actually impossible to please your society, friendship, and love, but it's very easy to please Krishna. So that's a very interesting point.
बात श्रीला प्रभुपाद कहते हैं कि अपने परिवार समाज या राष्ट्र को प्रसन्न कर पाना असंभव है
Because most of you are spending most of your time trying to please your family, trying to please society, trying to please your friends, and what to speak or trying to please your tongue. Actually, for most of us, we should, in our consciousness, we put our tongue on the altar. In other words, this little thing in your mouth is controlling your whole body. It's just like if there's a dog has a tail. Imagine if the tail wagged the dog instead of the dog wagging the tail. So that's what's happening to us. We're actually being wagged around by this tongue in the mouth. And by. And has it ever become pleased? Every day, we're trying again and again to put things into it or touch things to it. And it's still not happy. Or every day you're trying to please your family. Let's say you get your wife a new sari. So for one day she's happy with you. And then the next day she says, oh, so-and-so got a better sari, so you should get a better sari. Or you may dedicate your life to serve the country. Deshbhakta. And then, at the end, when you become, let's say, president or prime minister, everyone is criticizing you in the newspaper, making funny cartoons about you. And finally, they elect someone else and they're happy to get rid of you, or they shoot you, or they have a revolution against you. So how did you please anybody? So the perfect example to prove this point comes from the Valmiki
Ramayana.
So this is a very interesting story. Once upon a time, there was a dacoit, and his name was Ratnakara. And he made his money by stopping people on the road and killing them and taking all their money and things like that, interesting things. And the reason he was doing that was because to please his family. He was thinking, they love me so much because of everything I'm doing for them. Actually, when you do things for someone, they don't love you, they love the things. Think about it. Just like when I was young, my parents, every time I would get a perfect score in school, they would give me money.
तो जब भी मैं स्कूल में बहुत अच्छा मार्क्स लाते थे उनके जो माता पिता है उन्हें बहुत सारा धन देते थे.
So they thought by doing this I would love to study and I would love my parents.
तो वो ये सोचते थे कि जब वो ऐसा करेंगे तो इससे महाराज जो है पढ़ना पसंद करेंगे और अपने जो माता पिता है उनको प्रेम करेंगे.
But simply it made me love the money they were giving me.
परंतु मेरा जो प्रेम है वो धन की तरह विकसित हुआ.
So when a relationship is based upon giving that someone is demanding or getting something from someone else, that relationship is a business exchange.
जब कोई संबंध इस चीज पर आधारित होता है कि कुछ चीजों का आदान प्रदान कर रहे हैं तो ये संबंध नहीं है, वास्तव में बिजनेस है.
Just like Prahlad Maharaj, when he was saved by Lord Nrsingadev, Lord Nrsingadev said, anything you want, I will give you.
जब प्रहलाद महाराज की रक्षा की गई नरसिंहदेव भगवान के द्वारा तो नरसिंहदेव भगवान ने कहा क्या तुम मुझसे कुछ भी मांगो.
सो प्रहलाद महाराज सेड आई एम नॉट अ बनिया, आई एम नॉट अ बिजनेसमैन.
तो प्रहलाद महाराज ने कहा कि मैं बिजनेसमैन नहीं हूँ.
Bania is right word?
Yeah, Bania. No, Bania name.
You're mixing your Hindi with English. I'm simply your servant.
Main aapka netadas
hoon. That's a real loving relationship.
Ye vastav mein prem-mayi sambandh hai.
So, anyway, getting back to the story of Valmiki. So what happened with, I'm sorry, the story of Ratnakara. So he was thinking, my family loves me so much because I'm giving my wife saris and jewelry and earrings and all those wonderful things.
तो ये रत्नाकर नामक व्यक्ति था, मैं सोचता था उसकी जो परिवार वाले हमसे इतना प्रेम करते हैं क्योंकि उन्होंने प्रतिदिन नए नए आभूषण दे रहा है, अलग अलग साड़ियां दे रहे हैं.
So one day while he was doing his dacoit business, he stopped the Sapta Rishis, there's the seven great Rishis, and he asked them for their money.
एक बार जब मैं डाका डाल रहा था तो उन्होंने सप्त ऋषियों को रोका और उनसे उनका धन मांगा.
Of course he didn't understand the Sapt Rishis didn't have money.
और निश्चित रूप से मैं उसको ये नहीं कहा था कि सप्त ऋषियों के पास कोई ऐसा धन नहीं होता, पैसे नहीं होते.
The Sapta Rishis don't have credit cards or mobile phones or anything.
Sapta Rishis don't have credit cards, mobile phones.
So what they said to him is, all right, don't you understand what you're doing is very sinful?
So Sapta Rishis told him, do you understand that what you're doing is very sinful?
And you're going to go to hell and you're going to be punished by the Yamadutas.
और इसके लिए तुम्हें नरक में जाना पड़ेगा और यमदूत द्वारा तुम्हें बहुत प्रताड़ित किया जाएगा.
एंड बेसिकली Ratnakara said to them, but I have to do this, my family, they love me so much, this is my duty to serve my family.
तो Ratnakara डाकू ने कहा कि परंतु मुझे ये तो करना ही पड़ेगा, मेरा जो परिवार है मुझे इतना प्रेम करता है और मेरा ये कर्तव्य है कि मैं उन्हें ऐसे नई नई चीजें लाते हूँ.
So the Sapta Rishi said, all right, go back and talk to your family and ask them, if they love you so much, are they willing to accept some of the karmic reactions for your activities?
तो सप्त ऋषि ने उसको कहा, ठीक है, आप घर जाइए और अपने परिवार वालों से पूछिए, अगर मैं आपसे इतना प्रेम करते हैं तो क्या आपके कर्मों का जो रिएक्शन है उस पर भागीदार बनने के लिए वे राजी हैं?
So he went to his wife and said, Priya, are you willing?
तो वह अपनी पत्नी के पास गया, उसने कहा, हे प्रिया,
आर यू विलिंग टू एक्सेप्ट सम ऑफ द कार्मिक रिएक्शंस? एंड शी सेड, नो, जस्ट गिव मी दैट न्यू सॉरी यू प्रॉमिस.
तो उन्होंने कहा कि हे प्रिया, क्या तुम मेरे कर्मों का कुछ फलों का आप हिस्सा लेना चाहेंगे? तो उसने कहा, नहीं, बिल्कुल नहीं, आप तो मुझे एक नई साड़ी दो, कर्मों की बात क्या कर रहे
हो? योर ड्यूटी इज टू सर्व मी, यू आर द हस्बैंड, यू आर द हस्बैंड्स ड्यूटी इज टू मेक मनी for the family, go back to work.
Tumhara kartavya mera poshan karna hai, tum jao aur karya karo.
And then he went to his son and said, my dear son Putra, are you willing to accept some of my karma? And the son said, no, you have to pay for my university education, I want to go to IIT here.
तो मैं अपने बेटे के पास गया और उसने कहा प्रिय पुत्र क्या तुम मेरे कर्मों का फल लेने के लिए राजी हो? तो उसने कहा क्या बात कर रहे हो, नहीं तुम जाओ कार्य करो, अब मेरी यूनिवर्सिटी का धन इकट्ठा करो, मुझे IIT में जाना है।
And so then he went to his daughter, and he said, my dear daughter, Putri, do you want to accept that? And she said, no, Dad, your business is to work for us. This is your love, loving exchange. So then he went back to the Saptarishis and said, actually, they don't love me. He said, what should I do? And they said, chant the holy names of Ram. So he said, no, I'm just too sinful because I have no taste for chanting the Lord's names because I've committed too many sins. So give me a nice mantra that I can chant. And so they gave the mantra Mara, which became Mara 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 Ram 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 Ram. And he was experiencing so much ecstasy from serving the Lord by chanting his names, he didn't even notice that an anthill was growing around him. And the Lord was so pleased with him for chanting his names that the Lord allowed him to perceive within his heart the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. And allowed him to serve Sita Devi when she was in his ashram. And allowed him to write the whole Valmiki Ramayana, which is the first book of poetry. So this is the result of serving Krishna. It's very easy, you just chant his name. Dinahina yata chilo harinam udurila. Whether you're fallen, whether you're elevated, if you take up this chanting, then you can actually become perfectly Krishna conscious. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he liberated the dog and got a dog to chant. There was a dog that was being taken care of by one of his associates, Shivananda Sen, and that dog went to Lord Chaitanya. And he said to the dog, chant Hare Krishna, and he threw some coconut pulp at the dog was eating, prasadam, and the dog went back to Godhead. So Lord Chaitanya prays, Nam Namakari Bahudha Nijasarva Shaktis, that my dear Lord, you've invested your transcendental potency in all your holy names. And there are no hard and fast rules for chanting your holy names. Other processes of religion, other processes of dharma require so many different rules. Like if you're going to chant Vedic mantras, you have to chant them at a certain time of the day, you have to sit down, you have to purify identify yourself beforehand. It's a very complicated procedure. But chanting the holy names, you can do anywhere, everywhere, at all times, 24 hours a day. Kirtani Yasana. And there's no strict rules, except, of course, we have our 10 offenses to be avoided. And these 10 offenses are to keep us out, to follow the 10 offenses, keeps us out of the mode of ignorance, helps us avoid, get rid of anarthas, and connects us with Krishna if we can avoid these 10 offenses. So anyway, Krishna consciousness is so easy. That we should have no excuses for not surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then you'll actually become happy. Because that's actually what you want. You want to be happy, you want to be satisfied, you want to be situated in your constitutional position, and that's only there by performing Krishna consciousness. And then everyone else will be satisfied too. In that way you can please your family, you can please your friends, you can please your country, you can please humanity, in fact you can please all living entities by bringing them to Krishna. Okay, any questions or comments? Prashna.
जैसे ये बताने के आपके उन्हें भगवान राम का मान दिया था रत्ना राम को तो उस समय तो भगवान राम का जन्म नहीं हुआ तो कैसे कुछ समझा
Just like you told that he was given the name of Lord Ram to chant.
Yeah.
But at that time, Lord Ram had not appeared. So how this was possible?
Ah, very good question. The Lord's pastimes are eternal. For example, we have the cycle of the four ages. We have Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. And this cycle repeats, just like the seasons of the year. When we have the spring, which hopefully we'll have the spring soon here, then after that, there'll be the summer. Then after that, there'll be the fall, and after that, there'll be the winter, and it keeps going in a circle. So after Kali Yuga, there's Satya Yuga, and then after Satya Yuga, there's Treta Yuga, and then Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga, and then the whole thing keeps going around. And so Lord Ramchandra appears on a regular schedule in each and every universe in the Treta Yuga. Some incarnations of the Lord, like Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only appear once in the day of Lord Brahma. So it appears like a very long time. But in any case, the incarnations are eternally appearing, not only in this universe, but in every universe, and there's innumerable universes. So right now, Lord Ram is being born or appearing in Ayodhya in some other universe. And also, Lord Ram has a planet in the spiritual world, and that's Ayodhya.
और इसी प्रकार भगवान राम का एक शाश्वत उनका प्लैनेट भी है आध्यात्मिक जगत में.
And on that planet, Ayodhya, in the spiritual world, there is Hanuman, and there are all the associates, Sita Devi, of course, and Lakshman, and Bharat, Shatrughna, and everyone is there in the spiritual world. So that's happening, plus in the material world, in innumerable universes, the same thing is happening. So the Sapta Rishis understood that because they are Trikala Gya, they are great pure devotees, they are able to see beyond time, material time.
The Sapta Rishi is part of the Gya, because it is Trikala Gya, where both Vardhman Vrishyahar, you know, Kaal and Dekh Sakte.
So, okay? Yes, good question.
He has two questions. One is that Lord Ram appears in Treta Yuga only, or he can appear at any other time also. And second question is how not to fulfill the demands of senses. Senses are always demanding.
Okay, two questions. Lord Ram can appear any time he wants. He's God.
Just
like there's an interesting story from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita of how Lord Ram appeared in Dwapara Yuga. Once upon a time, Krishna wanted to see Hanuman, so he sent Garud to Kimpurusha Loka to bring Hanuman to see him in Dwapara.
भगवान कृष्ण हनुमान को देखना चाहते थे तो उन्होंने गरुड़ को भेजा हनुमान को बुलाने के लिए.
So Guru, he said to Hanuman, come on, you're coming to Dwarka to see Krishna. And Hanuman said, no, I don't go anywhere unless Lord Ram tells me to go.
तो गरुड़ ने उन्हें कहा कि चलो तुम्हें द्वारका जाना है, वहां भगवान कृष्ण तुम्हें याद कर रहे हैं. तो हनुमान ने कहा नहीं, जब तक राम भगवान राम की अनुमति के बिना मैं कहीं नहीं जाता.
I know Krishna is God, but I'm not going to listen to him. I only listen to Ram.
मुझे पता है कि कृष्ण भगवान है, परंतु मैं उनकी बात नहीं मानूंगा, मैं सिर्फ भगवान रामचंद्र की बात मानता हूँ.
So Guru said, okay, you're coming with me whether you like it or not.
तो गरुड़ ने कहा तुम्हें पसंद है या नहीं, तुम मेरे साथ आ रहे हो.
So Hanuman just flicked his tail at Garuda, and Garuda went flying back through the air all the way to Dwarka.
So Hanuman ne apni halki si poonch unke saamne lagayi, aur Garuda wapas udte kisi tarike se wapas Dwarka pahunche.
So then Krishna said to Garuda, you should not be so proud. Hanuman is much more powerful than you.
So Bhagwan Krishna kaha ki Garuda tumhe itna zyada घमंड नहीं होना चाहिए कि हनुमान के अंदर सबसे ज्यादा प्राइड है.
A guru has a tendency to be too proud. So one time he said to Krishna, that without me you can't go anywhere. You need me. And Krishna just put his arm on Garuda and said, okay, try to fly. So Garuda was crushed. He couldn't fly, do anything, and then he... So in the same way, Hanuman taught Garuda a lesson. So then, Dwarkanath, that is Krishna, said to Garuda, all right, you tell Hanuman now that Lord Ram wants to see him. So he went and saw Hanuman, and Hanuman flew back immediately when he heard that Ram wanted to see him, and Krishna appeared at that point as Lord Ram, and Rukmini appeared as Sita Devi. So there's an example when Lord Ram appeared in another yuga. So he can do anything he wants, he's God. So the second question was how to control the senses, right? Well, we have a very easy process. And that process is the process of bhakti. Just like, out of love for your family, you are working so many hours a day, right? You are undergoing so many austerities. You're getting in the train early in the morning. Just like in Japan, they have to have a special person to press all the people into the train. Every station there's a special man just to push everyone into the train. And then the people are traveling 2 hours a day to go to work, 2 hours to go home. And then 8 hours a day they're at work, or 10 hours, and their boss is yelling at them. And then they get home, and then their wife says, what did you bring for me? And then out of anxiety, he eats dinner but can't digest it because it's just, you know, it's too much anxiety. And then he goes to sleep, and then he wakes up and starts the next day. And just out of love, he's doing all these austerities. So we look at Krishna and we approach Prabhupada, then that love for Krishna, and we chant his names, will actually impel us to do austerities, not difficult austerities, but to chant his names and devote our life and control our senses. I'll tell you a very interesting story about Sripad Ramanujacharya in this regard. Once upon a time, He and his devotee, Sripad Ramanujacharya, they were having Sankirtan, Padyatra. And they were worshipping the deities. And then, close by, there was a man who was worshipping his girlfriend. Girlfriend puja. So he was holding an umbrella over her head and the chamara like this and walking backwards. And some of Ramanujacharya's disciples started laughing at this man. But Ramanujacharya said, "Bring him here, I want to talk to this man." And then he asked the man, "Why are you doing this? It's crazy." And he said, the man said, "Because she has such beautiful eyes." And Ramanujacharya said, "If I could show you someone with more beautiful eyes, will you fall in love with them?" And he said, "Yes." So that night, he took that man to see the deity, and this gentleman, his name was Dhanardas actually, looked at Krishna's eyes and he said, "Wow, more beautiful than my girlfriend's." Of course, you don't want to say that to your wife, that the deity's eyes are more beautiful than yours. It'd be dangerous. You don't want to say you just have a material body, Krishna's body is spiritual. Just be careful. So, anyway, so this person, he became a great devotee of Krishna, and he got married to his girlfriend, and they became first-class grihasthas. And they were so devoted to Sripad Ramanujacharya that even when Ramanujacharya's disciples snuck in the middle of the night to steal their jewelry, because this was a test to see their devotion, then she gladly gave her jewelry up to the devoted disciples of Sripad Ramanujacharya. So if you go to see Krishna, like there's this one quote, "If you at all desire to enjoy society, friendship and love, don't go to see Krishna who is playing his flute on the banks of the Keshi Ghat." And then you'll fall in love with Krishna. And when you fall in love, then you forget everything else. The falling in love in this world just lasts for 1 or 2 months. And one acts pretty crazy when they're in love. Just like I was talking to someone last night, they were spending 4 hours on the telephone talking to each other every night.
तो वह किसी स्त्री के साथ चार घंटे फोन पे बात करता है हर रात.
It's hard for me to understand what you can speak to someone four hours about.
ये समझना बहुत ही कठिन है कि चार घंटे किसी से फोन पे क्या बात की जा सके.
But then after some time, everything becomes normal in the material relationships. But with spiritual relationships, everything becomes more intense with time. It's like there's a description by the Acharyas of what's called bhavas, or spiritual emotions. And there's different varieties, like there's 33 different varieties of vyabhachari bhavas, which means basically fainting and basically almost dying out of when you hear Krishna's pastimes. That's love. Like every time you see anything that even relates to Krishna, like you even see a peacock feather and it reminds you of Krishna, it's called alambana. But anyway, it reminds you of Krishna, then immediately you just start crying and fainting in ecstasy. That's how much love you will experience when you advance in Krishna consciousness. That's called the stage of bhava.
ये प्रेम है भाव की स्थिति में हम कोई भी चीज देखते हैं कृष्ण होती है हमारे जो नेत्रों में उससे अश्रु प्रवाह होना शुरू हो जाता है और अलग अलग शरीर में रोमांच उत्पन्न होता है. तो जो प्रेम है इतना गाढ़ा होता है कि कोई भी चीज देखने मात्र से हमें भगवान कृष्ण का इतना प्रगाढ़ स्मरण होता है.
And then you'll be always in love and you'll never need to watch any more Bollywood movies.
और आप हमेशा भगवान के साथ प्रेम में रहेंगे और आपको कोई अन्य जो बॉलीवुड की मूवी है देखने की जरूरत नहीं है.
Why do people watch the movies? Because in their own lives it's so dull.
कि लोग मूवीज क्यों देखते हैं क्योंकि उनका अपना व्यक्तिगत जीवन इतना डल होता है नीरस होता है.
And you know they're thinking, oh, I can enjoy through someone else's enjoyment, so to speak. But if you enjoy through Krishna consciousness, it increases at every moment. Patipadam purnamrita svadanam. At every step, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, I think we have to end now, right? 9 o'clock. Yeah. Small question.
In Krishna consciousness, we teach about the bhakti of Prahlad Maharaj, but we speak about Hanumanji Maharaj bhakti. Hanumanji Maharaj bhakti.
Yes, yes. So what's the question? Well, if you listen to my classes, I speak about Hanuman a lot. So you can go on iskandesiretree.com, and I have a lot of classes about Hanuman. He's my favorite person. I've read the Valmiki Ramayana, which is the original Ramayana, much bigger than the Tulsidas Ramayana. Many, many times I've read the Valmiki
Ramayana.
Very nice poetry. You should read the Valmiki Ramayana. Beautiful Sanskrit poetry. Actually, it's the first poetry that was ever written in the creation. It started because Valmiki, he saw a hunter kill a bird. And these two birds were actually in the process of mating, and the hunter killed the bird, and Valmiki got so angry he cursed the bird curse was in the form of a beautiful poem.
So, Vaivyakti, Nar Pakshi or Mada Pakshi, jab aapas mein milan kar rahe hain, tab unko woh maar deta hai. Aur ye unme itna gussa hota hai ki usi samay shikari ko maar dete hain. Aur unko shikari ko shaap dete hain. Aur ye us roop mein ye fir sanskrit word.
Yeah, and then he was thinking, why did I write a poem when I was cursing? And then Lord Brahma came to him and said, you should write the story of Lord Ram in the same meter, in the same poetry style. So he sat down in a deep meditation. He pictured all the pastimes of Lord Ram within his heart. Okay. So I guess we have to end now. Unless it's up to you. We have some other question.
भगवान राम ने वनवास के टाइम में ऋषि मुनियों को कहा था कि मेरी कृष्ण लीला में तो प्रकट होते आनंद प्रदान कर दो. ऐसा ही मेरा भाव है कि भगवान जब कृष्ण के रूप में आए जब उन्होंने गोपियों का सानिध्य करवाया तो द्वापर में कुछ राक्षस सुन गए. उन्होंने कहा कि भगवान हमारा कैसे कल्याण होगा, उन्होंने तुम मेरे गरीब भी हटा चंद्र लीला अंदर. But what's up with the